Let's talk some more about what's happening with President Trump. Ed Brodo is with us. He is one of the world's top spokesmen on the art of negotiation. He's been called the king of negotiators, and Forbes magazine ranked him one of America's leading deal makers. His new latest book is Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America. Ed, it is great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, good. We just had John LeBoutelier on. He said, look, President Trump ultimately is acting like a guilty man, the way he's fighting this investigation right now. Give me your take. What do you think of what the president's doing?
Well, I don't agree with that. I have strong questions about this entire investigation that's going on. As far as this whole business of Russia, I think everybody at this point understands that there's nothing to that. I mean, I can't imagine that anybody at this point thinks that there's any substance there. Yeah. They've been playing around with this thing for almost a year. They've found nothing. There's nothing there. It's all an attempt by the Democrats to prevent the Trump administration from getting on with their work.
Now, do you believe President Trump is looking to fire Bob Mueller from his position?
I wouldn't go so far as to say I think he's planning to do that, but I frankly wish he would.
Why should he fire him?
Well, because I think that the whole idea, first of all, of having the special prosecutor was to look into the Russia situation, which is an absurdity to begin with. But now Mueller is starting to go off in all different directions. He wants to investigate Trump's business dealings, which had nothing to do with his original mandate. Yeah. And I think that it's gotten out of control.
Well,
if I were the president, yeah, I would fire Mueller, and I would take whatever firestorm came as a result of it.
Okay, so you're saying fire Mueller. I'm guessing you'd be a fan of firing Jeff Sessions also as Attorney General. Get rid of him.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Jeff said that's a more complicated situation. Jeff Sessions has always been a strong supporter of the president, but I understand why the president is upset. Sessions should have given the president some indication in advance that he was going to recuse himself from this Russia business. Mm-hmm. So I think that the president is justified in being upset about it. I'm not sure if it's a good idea at this point for him to be airing all of that.
I should note, Ed, you're one of the country's top negotiators. You know the art of negotiation. Is he making mistakes in the way he's approaching these challenges right now, the president, in terms of negotiating his way through this?
I don't want to say that because I'm not sure exactly where he's going with this. I have a lot of respect for the president. He's a very smart man. And he may have a reason for doing this. It just seems to me that he would be better off at this point to keep quiet about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, either he's going to fire Sessions or he's not. Mm-hmm. And if he's not going to fire Sessions, I don't see any point in airing all of this dirty laundry.
Yeah. Do you view him as an emotional person? Is he reacting out of just emotions sometimes?
Well, that could be. That could be. That's sort of his style. I mean, it may be that's the case. Yeah. I don't know. As I said, I think time will tell exactly what his motivation is.
Uh-huh. We're talking to Ed Brodo, his latest book, The Tyranny of the Minority, and the left, do you see the left really having much of an influence over what's happening right now?
I see them having a tremendous influence. It's the left that is actually bringing the whole government to a halt.
How so? Because some would say the
government
Republicans
is not functioning. What?
Some would say the Republicans are the ones that are not coming together to, let's say, pass health care and so on. How is the left stopping things?
Well, certainly the Republicans have their part in this. I don't mean to say that they're not responsible to a large extent, but I think that the main impetus is coming from the left, mm-hmm, to try to stop the engine that is the Trump administration.
Okay.
They're doing everything they can, yeah, to put a monkey wrench into it, and they've succeeded in shutting down the government for all intents and purposes.
Now, Ed, tell me though, is this different than what we saw with President Obama and how Republicans dealt with him?
Well, the Republicans, you know, were difficult, but they didn't shut the government down in this way. Yeah. And I think there's a big difference. I think that even though the Republicans were upset with a lot of the things that Obama was doing, and they had a right to be, they didn't shut the government down. The Democrats are deliberately stopping the process. Yeah. And it starts, you know, with the judges, the rogue judges who prevented Trump from putting his ban on immigration into effect, which was illegal by these judges, totally illegal. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of efforts by the Democrats and by the left and the mainstream media to just bring the government to a halt.
Now, do you feel, where do you think President Trump is going to be, let's say even in 6 months? Do you think his presidency is going to be any more in a better position than it is now?
Yes, I do.
What makes you say that? Because if you look at the way the media is reporting it, it's we're counting down to the end of his presidency here, day by day.
The media has always been doing that. And I think it's time, you know, everybody realizes that the media is full of it. The media is absolutely has an agenda. It's very, very clear. It's transparent. Right. That they want to bring the president down. They want to delegitimize his election.
They're anticipating that Mueller's investigation is going to find something damning. Do you think that there's a real potential then?
There's a potential, but I think it's a very slight potential. I don't think that will happen. I really don't.
Okay, what would that do for your view? Because you say you respect the president; he's a smart man. If they come out and say, "Look, there's a clear connection that occurred between President Trump and the Russians, and it's been an ongoing relationship based on their businesses years ago." Would that change your view on him?
If that happens, I will be tremendously surprised.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just like that. Okay, but would it somehow make you...
Just like that, as I said, I don't think there is. Mm-hmm. I think it's all baloney.
and we certainly will find out. Now, when you see the healthcare effort, right, that looks like that's going to be the key right now to either pass it or nothing will have been accomplished at all. What's your prognosis on that?
Well, I have a lot of problems with these Republican senators who swore that they were going, you know, that we should repeal Obamacare, and now they're going back on their word. Mm-hmm. I have a real problem with those people. I'm not sure where it's going. I think eventually we'll see Obamacare go away, either because it's legislated away or it just goes away by itself. Mm. Exactly where it's going to go again, I don't want to predict.
Yeah. Do you think he's in trouble if they don't get this done this summer, if there's no progress at all on this?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's in trouble. I think that he's smart enough to realize that you let it go and then you come back later. It's like it's not the end of the war, it's just the end of the battle.
It's Ed Brodo, by the way, Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America, right here on 1320 WILS. I'm curious, Ed, when you talk about the left, some would say it's not just the left, it's the extremes, the extreme left, the extreme right. Really, it's more about the centrists, us coming together. How much of that do you think is the problem versus one side or the other?
Well, I've always said that I think that the real left in this country is a minority. But they are a very forceful minority. They're a very loud minority. They're in your face. Mm-hmm. So they look like there's more to it than there really is.
And you think the right is not as forceful somehow?
No, the right has never been. The conservatives have never been as forceful. Conservatives, by and large, are reluctant to express their opinions. That's always been the case. Mm. But that did not happen in the election. I mean, we've got to remember that Trump was elected. Hillary was not elected. Mm-hmm. So the conservatives won the election. Mm-hmm. But I would be a lot happier if more conservatives came out and expressed themselves and took the stage away from these loudmouth leftists.
Yeah. Well, why do you think conservatives do hold back and don't make their voices heard as much?
I just think it may be a kind of a personality thing. I think that the left, for the left, anything goes. You know, it's the old Machiavelli, the end justifies the means. I think it's a it's an unethical streak that runs through the left. I think the left will resort to violence if necessary, whereas the right will not do that. So I think there's a very, very big ideological difference between the right and the left, which makes the right a little bit, we call them conservatives, and they are conservative in that way as well.
Ed Brodo, his brand new book, Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America. Ed Brodo, one of America's leading dealmakers, right here on WILS. Ed, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Yep, thank you.